I'm really into people following their dreams, and you know, we're following ours, and we inspire others to do the same. And I think that that brings a good feeling wherever you are and whatever you're doing.
Lover, little birdie told me there's another.
Liz Williamson from Keystone Heights has performed with husband and instrument maker Lon for more than 3 decades now. Saturday night, the duo kicks off a new music venue at Leonardo's 706 on University Avenue in Gainesville. Just a couple of years ago, Liz won first place in the Will McLean Best New Florida Song Competition. After that win, the songs just kept coming. It's like all of this has just been pent up inside you. I mean, who'd have thought that you had all of this, and what took you so long to get there?
I don't know. I'm just really grateful that the Song Fairy came to visit me. We're doing our first duo gig, but also a really special gig for Lon and I at Leonardo's 706 this coming Saturday. It's a place that we've always loved to go, and are just thrilled that we're going to be playing there. And they're doing a 7 o'clock and an 8:30 show for dinner reservations for that. And we're just really thrilled to be able to play in Gainesville. It's a big deal to us. We'll cover a lot of our original material. That's kind of where we tend to feel most at home in our duo presentation, but we'll also do a lot of like swing classics and some old time and some country and little bluegrass and stuff like that.
Do you love the same styles?
We do. We're very fortunate in that way. We have a great variety of musical inspirations. We just love to sit around and play fiddle tunes, you know, and I just play guitar and Lon plays the mandolin, and then, you know, I'll play the banjo and he plays the bass. And we're very inspired by a lot of different styles. For me personally, swing is a great favorite. And it's music from that era of time in general. The old-time music that was kind of coming to light from the mountains, the Appalachian Mountains, and also the whole swing era, the big band era, that kind of all was happening at the same time. So I've always appreciated that all of that has inspired me so deeply, but that it was all, you know, coming from the same spring of time and the struggles and joys that are our human experience.
Do you sometimes wish you lived in that era?
More than I can say.
I think it would be helpful if you would kind of mention some of the songs that are going to be on your playlist when you're playing at Leonardo's.
Well, let's see. I'm definitely going to be doing a lot of tunes from the Deep Recording, which is our latest release from, you know, our group of folks.
There's a bluebird in my heart. She's been with me quite a spell, ever since the day you said goodbye to the beating of her wings.
And that is an all-original songwriting debut project. We are going to be playing Bluebird, which is a tune that was inspired by my mother.
What do you mean?
That song actually began as a Charles Bukowski poem that was sent to me by Grant Peoples, who I'm sure many Gainesville listeners are familiar with. And my song ended up being inspired by the loss of my mother, her passing, but also finding ways to look forward and think of her, but also kind of try to carry on her philosophies of life and her traditions with our family and our friends, you know, just kind of carry on that tradition. And we live in her house out there on the lake, and you know, she was a big part of my life, so that it felt great to write about her and just think of her when I sing that song. So
you think she'd like the song?
I do think she'd like.
My heart takes me when she cries. A tear to me she brings. to those times. I have learned to cling. How can I let her fly away?
And Deep, what is that about?
Deep is a love song. It was inspired by my, 35-year relationship with my sweetheart, Lon. I'm a lucky girl. Lon and I have been singing a variety of love songs for all this time. And more than anything in the world, I wanted to write a love song that captured that joy in my heart that I share with him. And that's what that song is about.
Deep in the night when I dream, you cast a spell over me.
First time I heard it, I felt like I should light a candle or something and get a glass of wine.
Well, you go, girl.
No,
well, thank you. I appreciate it. It really means a lot to me. It's a real special song to me.
All right, so let's get the date. Saturday night, Leonardo, 7:06.
That's
at
right.
What time?
September 24th at 7 o'clock and 8:30. They're taking reservations for the different shows.
All right, and so you have a website?
That is www.elizabethwilliamson.com, which is spelled with an S instead of a Z. That's where our full calendar is going to be.
In